The concept of soul healing comes from the many clients who have expressed feeling like a part of their soul was missing. They felt like a black hole was where their soul should be. These precious people can often point to one or more specific incidents where they feel like they lost part of themselves. Many of these events involve abuse of some kind. Abuse, no matter how it occurs, is also a form of mental, emotional, and spiritual abuse. People who have been abused often describe themselves as being empty, that there are empty places within them they do not know how to fill. When abused emotionally or mentally by words, actions, or lack of actions, the physical wounds do not show. When people are told repeatedly that they are no good, stupid, dumb, can't do anything, evil, worthless, well, you get the idea, can also lead to a sense of loss of self, or, as some describe it, a loss of part of their soul. All abuse has a spiritual component. All abuse chips away or slashes the sense of self as lovable beings made in the image and likeness of God. Since God is love and we are made in God's image and likeness, then we also are love. The devastation of abuse distorts our own image of ourselves as beings of love. Feelings of loss of self can also occur when someone close to us dies. This is often seen in a parent who has lost a child, people who have lost partners, spouses, close friends, children who have lost parents, especially at very young ages. This feeling of loss of self can also occur when you have been fired from a job, betrayed by a person, corporation, religious denomination, government, school, or any other institution. There are also those times you may be involved in or witness to a traumatic event, such as an auto accident, the collapsing of the Twin Towers in New York, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and other natural disasters. Although a metaphor for those who feel deeply damaged, soul loss is a powerful metaphor. In truth, the concept of soul healing is only a metaphor. You cannot lose your soul. Your soul is the very essence of who you are. You actually have lost a sense of who you are. From a psychological perspective, when painful events occur, people often deny or disassociate parts of themselves. People don't want to feel the pain. They believe it is easier to deny the pain or push it away or push it down. It takes tremendous amounts of energy to ignore emotional pain. When this happens, one no longer has the fullness of energy present. In fact, tremendous amounts of energy are spent keeping the pain away by locking the event away in some corner of the mind or heart. Using the soul healing prayer brings back those parts of yourself you denied or sent away. These parts are brought back, healed, and then returned to you whole and entire. In the Christian tradition, we have been told, ask and it will be given to you. The soul healing prayer is based upon this concept. You ask, it is done. You can use the soul healing prayer for any event that caused you pain, no matter how small or how large. You can even use it for something you didn't do, but feel regret that you didn't do it. You can ask for healing for almost getting hit on the freeway or for almost hitting someone on the freeway. You can use the soul healing prayer when you've lost your temper or acted in a way you now feel guilty or ashamed. You can even use it on something like breaking a fingernail, getting a spot on your shirt, or just the general frustration that your day is not going the way you planned. Nothing is too large or too trivial for soul healing. Each one of us is different. Some people can quickly release things that happen. Others cannot. Soul healing is wonderful for people who have a difficult time letting go, but want to let go. There are some events that are actually a series of events. Much abuse, death, divorce, even betrayal are examples of these. For these, you may need to break them into stages or steps. For instance, in divorce, you might have steps such as the first time you knew there was a problem, seeing an attorney, certain arguments, signing the papers, being before the judge. There are worksheets available for many issues. I can also assist you in developing your own plan. In addition, you can use the soul healing process in a general way relating to a particular feeling or behavior pattern. You may not know certain events, but you can still ask for healing. You can also ask for healing of a physical pain. In some cases, another prayer, healing over time, will be more appropriate. You can also take a particular issue, such as difficulty in finances, and ask that wounds holding in poverty mentality be revealed to you. Simply jot these memories down and then do soul healing on each one. Before moving to the prayer itself, let me explain the five basic steps and some common experiences. I will also give you some further tips on how to use the soul healing process. Before you begin the prayer, you will have something in mind that you wish to heal. If you want to experience the prayer, but don't have anything in particular in mind, you can simply go into your heart and ask that something needing healing be revealed to you. In step one, you call in your spiritual connection. When I was first given this prayer, I was told to call in the soul healing angels. Who you ask to be with you is not important to the prayer. There is only one source, one creator. Use whatever name you feel comfortable in using. People have used soul healing angels, God, Jesus, Mary, Saint Joseph, the Holy Spirit, divine love, even universal energy. Use what is comfortable for you. Many, when they make this request, feel a loving presence surround them. You may not feel anything at all. In step two, you will ask for the return of all pieces of yourself you lost either when the particular incident occurred or related to a particular feeling or pain that you are having. Many people have expressed a sense that something was brought back to them. Some felt tingling or some other sensation. Some felt nothing. Step three, ask that all pieces be cleaned, repaired, and healed. The pieces are being cleared and healed of any thoughts or feelings that are associated with the event or loss that you experienced. The repaired part is a metaphor for how it must be if jagged edges and holes were repaired. People have experienced various sensations, feelings, thoughts, even images during this part. Again, you may not feel anything. In step four, you ask that all pieces be fully integrated within you. In this step, the pieces are brought back into you. Some people, such as myself, experience a weaving of the pieces back into place. They are now fully a part of you rather than apart from you. The pieces can come back into any part of your being. Many people feel something coming into their heart, some into their solar plexus, others their head, others their shoulder, or a particular body part that was in pain. It does not matter where you feel the energy or even if you do not feel the energy. And then in step five, you give thanks.